the day of remote learning and all that kind of stuff. And this teacher had been given the task. She was the teacher on call that would visit kids that were at home or in the hospital, otherwise unable to come to school for an extended period of time. She would help them keep up. And so she got her assignment. The homeroom teacher called her and said, "This is Johnny, and he's in such and such a hospital in this room." She said, "Great, tell me, what are y'all studying in class?" She says, "Well, this week we're studying verbs and adverbs. If you could help him not fall behind, that would be really helpful." And that was all the information she got. She was completely unprepared for that room to lead her to the trauma room of the burn unit. A third grader was on a stretcher face down, horribly burned on his back, even on his face. She was shocked as she walked into the room, but then she realized from where he was, there was a mirror on the floor where he could look up. And, well, she couldn't stop now, and so she just kind of stammered, "Johnny, I'm the teacher that's come to teach you verbs and adverbs." And he just groaned, didn't really respond. She went over and she sat down by him on the bed, where she could look down into the mirror and up into his face. And she began to teach him verbs and adverbs. And because he was so unresponsive, she was done in 10 minutes. And she thought, "Well, I'll just leave the handout here for you to study at your leisure. Look it over when you want, and I'll be back tomorrow." And she got up and she left. She thought she was a horrible failure. The boy had hardly paid attention. She came back the next morning, and the nurse's response as she came into the burn ward was just confirmed her worst fear. She said, "What did you do to that boy?" And she started these profuse apologies, and then the nurse interrupted her, and she says, No, you don't understand. He's changed. He's changed. It's as if he's found his will to live again. He has hope. He's responding to our therapies, and it's as if he decided to live yesterday while you were here." And she was stunned. She went in, and though his groans were a little bit more participative than before, he still couldn't speak, and it was several weeks before he could explain what had happened for him in those moments. And he simply put it this way. He said, "They wouldn't send a teacher to teach verbs and adverbs to a boy who was going to die, would they?" Hope. Hope. It's a life-giving gift, no matter what your circumstances. And God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. God wouldn't send his son into the world if we had no hope. On the night that he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. And he gave thanks to you, our Father. And he broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as often as you partake of it in remembrance of me." And likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he gave thanks to you, our Father, and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "Take and drink from this, all of you. For this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, Lord God, we pray today that you would pour out your gifts, the gift of the Holy Spirit, on these gifts of juice and bread and upon us, your people. Remind us, Lord, that you are with us, and if you are with us, we have substantive reason for hope. You are our hope. So come, Lord Jesus, this morning by the power of your Spirit, and as we partake of this sacrament, Lord God, renew that hope that because it springs from you can never die. We thank you for the resurrection of hope in each of our hearts this morning as we come to partake of you, the Savior who came to save us all. We pray these things in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.